I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're talking about energy. How to navigate your focus to create better energy, and also the four laws of energetic attraction. So let's get right into this. Most important to note is that where your focus goes, your energy flows. You've probably heard that on other podcasts or from other motivational speakers or anybody of the sort, but it is so important that we really understand and comprehend this and don't just see it and hear it as a cliche, okay? Cliches become cliche because of the truth behind them. There's a reason why people constantly say that. So where your focus goes, your energy flows. What you give energy to manifests into reality, always. Now, if you're a coaching client of mine, we have most likely talked about this before on a session, or if you are just an avid listener of For the Girls, you may have just simply heard me say this on my podcast, but I'm always talking about perception and reality and all that. The way you perceive something determines the reality of that thing. Now, you can fill in that sentence as you please. You can replace the word something with literally whatever. Like, the way you perceive blank determines the reality of blank. The way you perceive dating can become or determine the reality of dating. Same for business, content creation, friendships, you name it. If you put your focus into something being hard and difficult to complete, it'll be hard and difficult to complete. Whereas if somebody else puts their focus in that thing being easy and possible, it'll be easy and possible. And that's why you're going to see them complete it and get it done. And then you're like, why does it look so easy for them? Because they perceived it as possible, and that's why they got it done. If you see your relationship as healthy, strong, secure, and happy, it'll be and feel like all of those things. But if you see your relationship as a chore, resentful, untrustworthy, pure confusion, it'll be exactly that. We need to remember that love alone is not enough, because energy is much bigger than love. So I don't want people to hear this and get twisted and say, love isn't enough. Yeah, it is. Like, I don't care what anybody has or what he does or doesn't do. I love him and that's it. Yes, okay, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, to make something stable and secure and healthy, love alone is not enough for long-term sustainable results, for true lifelong commitment, because of energy. Energy exists, and it is much, much, much bigger than love. You can, without a doubt, absolutely love your partner. But poisoned energy will create a toxic environment. It will ruin your focus and your feeling, okay? So if your focus is on the bad energy, the toxic behaviors that are happening, that's what the relationship is going to feel like. And you can say, but I love him, he loves me, we love each other. But then at the same time, you're also super confused and conflicted on everything, because if you feel unhappy and unfulfilled, that love will not be enough to redirect your focus because of the feeling and the focus on the toxic energy. Where focus goes, energy flows, okay? Where focus goes, energy flows. I heard Tony Robbins talk about this, and I had the pleasure of seeing him talk about this in person. And he said, in the beginning of a relationship, like the honeymoon stages, whether it be the honeymoon stage, like when you just start dating, or the honeymoon stage when you like get married and all that, your focus and your energy was on pure bliss, high vibrational energy, excitement, newness. So that's exactly what's transpiring and manifesting. That is the reality. You're on a high. That's why we call it the honeymoon stage. Like, you're just constantly on this really like blissful, high vibrational energy. So it's transpiring and it's manifesting in your reality. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. It's like nothing can go wrong at this point in time. Now, as time goes on, that bond is going to do one of two things. It's either going to get stronger or it's going to get weaker. That's just the reality. Relationships either go up from there or they go down from there. That's a 50-50, you know, chance of where your relationship is going to go. So it's getting either stronger or weaker depending on your focus and energy. The both of you together as a team, even one person having like the bad energy can shift the other person's bad energy and just create, like I said, that unhealthy or toxic low vibrational environment. And when that energy gets poisoned, that's when people see and witness and are reminded that energy is bigger than love, because it might be really, really, really hard to overcome. So anyway, like I said, as the relationship goes on, as time goes on, it's going to get stronger or weaker. So you're faced with a decision. What are you going to focus on? What will be the reality? Your two options when asked what you're going to focus on is what's right or what's wrong. So in any situation, personal, professional, I'm not just talking about relationships. In life, if you are looking for problems, you're going to find them. I've witnessed this firsthand in business more than anything. Like whenever girls, you know, were really intimidated by getting their content out there, trying to sell something, doing the work, and it's their own internalized fears and their own limiting beliefs, what they do is then take that, manifest it into reality by constantly looking for problems. Oh, I heard that this is oversaturated. Oh, you know, somebody else was doing this. Oh, you know, people aren't buying it because XYZ, like, they're constantly looking for problems in order to like get their way out of something, because clearly in their gut, they just like don't want to do it. So what's happening? They're finding those exact problems because they're putting their focus into it. So that energy is creating exactly what they want. So what's wrong is always available if you want to find it, if you're looking for it. Do you ever notice when you start to see someone in a different light? Now they can't do anything right. Like you start to see somebody in that negative light that maybe you once completely valued and completely respected, and you like loved this person and they were great. But all of a sudden they do something that shines a different light on them, and now everything they do is wrong. They literally cannot do anything right around you. Even if they were once your favorite person, all of a sudden, anything they say or do begins to irritate you. That's exactly this. What about that job that you once loved? Have you ever noticed that once you started drifting away from it and not really loving it as much as you did in your first week, now you resent doing just about any task, literally any task, even the most minute, small tasks, is like the worst thing in the world. It's the biggest burden and load to carry, right? That person who you can now no longer tolerate is nothing more than an annoyance to you now, even if they have good intentions and they're the same person that you loved a few months ago. That job is now nothing more than a burden, even if it's the same exact work that it was that you previously enjoy doing and said, this is my dream job, this is the best job. Now, the same exact tasks, miserable. That's because your focus has been placed on what's wrong rather than what's right. Are you following? So if you can master shifting your focus and finding what's right, you can master controlling your energy and controlling the energy of the situation. It's all a mental thing. Like I said, if you're looking for problems, you're going to find them. So when you're faced with those two choices, like I said, what's right or what's wrong, you're constantly going to find what's wrong. So if you can step back and redirect your energy into looking for what's right, then you're constantly going to find the green flags, the good moments, the things that you actually enjoy. We don't realize how powerful we are because we're so used to acting and doing everything subconsciously that we don't often have those aha moments of why things are happening the way that they are. We need things to make sense in our minds first in order to come to certain realizations. Like, we need the logic, when the truth is the answer was up to us all along. We can determine the answer. We can change the dynamic. We can decide our perception. We do decide our perception every single day. We can shift our focus. We can control our energy. And we can understand our feelings better. So think about it. Think about how your energy has been shifted. Do you focus on what's right or what's wrong? How is your outlook on life? Do you see things more positively or negatively? Is your energy on a daily basis high or low? Why? Think about it. The more aware you are, the more consciously you will live, and the more at peace your heart and mind will be. So now that we understand about the importance of where your energy flows, I really want to get into the four laws of energetic attraction. So number one, we attract who we are. And number two, intuition clarifies smart choices. Number three, seeing the best in good people magnetizes them. And number four, soulful giving generates abundance. So let's talk about number one, we attract who we are. Generally speaking, love attracts love, hate attracts hate, passion attracts passion, rage attracts rage. So the more positive and confident we are, the more positive energy we will receive that aligns with embracing our confidence. So identify your best qualities, focus on your strengths, and project them out to the world, especially when meeting new people. If you can put all your attention into your strengths, you can completely evolve yourself to who you want to be. You can completely rebrand yourself. You know, maybe around those friends that you've had your whole life growing up, they know everything about you, they know your weaknesses and all that. But as you're getting into your later 20s and maybe moving and making new friends and getting into new relationships, you don't have to be that version of you. You don't have to be your weaknesses. You don't have to be your insecurities. If you can completely put your energy into the best qualities that you absolutely love about yourself, you get to be your strengths. That's who these people will know you as and see you as. So to put this into like simple terms, because I really want to simplify what I mean by this, I'm going to use myself for example, because obviously I know myself better than I know anybody else to give you them as an example. But for me, by me projecting my best qualities and owning my strengths and putting that out there to basically brand myself, I have built my whole career. Because out into the world, I've always focused on my confidence rather than my insecurities. I don't put my insecurities out there. Even though I'm a confidence coach, I'm still a human being. I'm still a woman, a girl who has feelings and emotions. That doesn't mean that because I'm a confidence coach, I'm a robot and I'm some perfect person who never struggles, you know, mentally or anything like that. But I don't put that out there. My energy doesn't focus on that. My energy doesn't focus on that offline either. You know, I don't sit home all day and mope around and feel bad for myself and then get online and post about my confidence. No, I'm just a person who has mastered controlling that energy and shifting my focus. So I don't focus on my, you know, weaknesses or insecurities whatsoever. So because of that control that I have, I've always put that out there of my best qualities, the things that I love about myself. And because of that, I was able to create a podcast that people want to listen to, and a brand that people want to follow, and a coaching business that people want to invest in, because people see me exactly the way I want them to see me. Because the way that you perceive yourself, like I said, becomes the reality of yourself. I said you could fill in the blanks on that sentence right there. The way you perceive yourself becomes the reality of yourself. So because I perceive myself as a confident badass, I present myself as such, which means that is the reality of me. If somebody were to describe to somebody who I am, they would say, oh, she's always posting about like dating and confidence and raising your standards and knowing your self-worth and being unapologetically you. Like, I've literally branded that side of me because I focused on it, put it out there, and now that perception became my reality. So focusing on that, really putting my energy into my strengths, determined the trajectory of my whole life by attracting it back. Like I said, we attract who we are. So I'm constantly attracting that into my life. That's why I was able to have these listeners and clients and whatnot. So if you're putting your energy into your insecurities right there, that can tell you why you are attracting maybe unsuccessful, you know, missed opportunities or unhealthy relationships or toxic friendships. Now, number two. Intuition clarifies smart choices. So this is all about gaining clarity and unromanticizing your thoughts. I'm always saying, let's try to see things in black and white. Try to eliminate that gray area. Try to like stop romanticizing your thoughts. Romanticizing people, relationships, jobs, things, it makes our thoughts and views very, very blurry. It's like seeing things through rose-colored glasses. Like everything is just that much better and that much more beautiful. Like you're not seeing things with a 20/20 prescription. It's like the rose-colored glasses or the broken glasses, that's how you're viewing the world. And we have a tendency to even look back and remember things from the past as better than they even were. Once we no longer have that thing in our lives, even if we know that it wasn't all that great, even if we know that it didn't serve us any good and that it's best to remove from our lives, sometimes we really romanticize the bare minimum when we look back, because if you have that scarcity mindset and you see it as a loss, like I lost this relationship or I lost this friendship, it makes you feel like you actually lost something that was better than it actually was, when at the, you know, honest truth, it was nothing more than the bare minimum, or the cons really outweighed the pros. Like once you can gain that clarity back and unromanticize your thoughts, now you can make the smarter choices and you can focus on more positive things and therefore shift your energy. And sometimes we also tend to draw conclusions and make up our minds completely based on the surface. So how nice somebody was, or how attractive that guy was, simple things like that. He's charming, he's friendly, etc. But when our intuition and gut feelings come up, we must acknowledge and respect it, because our intuition knows the truth. So tune in on that intuition and act on the vibe that you're sensing. Make your choices on the vibe that you're sensing. You're going to ultimately make the smarter choice when you trust your gut. This is all about trusting yourself, which so many people struggle to do. Self-doubt will completely sabotage you when it comes to listening to your intuition and trusting your gut. Am I making the right decision? What if I do the wrong thing? These anxious thoughts will ultimately be that thing that has you making confused decisions, or has you, quite frankly, avoiding making decisions at all. And instead of making the choice, you're just going to wait for things to happen to you instead of you making them happen in the way that you want. As for number three, seeing the best in good people magnetizes them. This is not to people please. This is not to flatter people. Rather, it's to find the healthy aspects and positive qualities in genuinely good people or genuinely healthy and good relationships, and then elevate them. Elevate those good people, elevate those relationships. We can make good things great. We can make good things amazing. Communicating your gratitude for people, acknowledging someone's hard work, telling people that you love and appreciate them regularly, etc. I actually just spoke about words of affirmation on the last episode. I think it's literally called The Power of Words of Affirmation. And this goes hand in hand with that topic. If you haven't listened yet, make sure to check that one out. Don't be afraid to let people know that you see them for the best parts of themselves. Many people fear rejection, so it holds them back from speaking from the heart. But you can completely watch a person or their relationship flourish right before your eyes with just a few simple words. I've actually witnessed it firsthand in business. Before, like I said, business, I always have examples because I have mentored so many girls. And as I have mentored all of these women over the past 5 years, something that all they ever needed to hear was as simple as, you're capable. You're so good at XYZ. And you have something special about you. I've noticed X, Y, and Z about, you know, your personality. And this is, you know, why I think you'd be really successful about this. You're the best person for this sort of thing. Whatever it might be, just giving them that confidence boost with some words of affirmation. And then after that, the next thing I knew was that person was completely motivated to keep pushing because they felt like it was possible for them. Because you made it feel like it would be possible for them. So even people who felt absolutely down in the dumps and was certain and sure that this couldn't work for them or whatever, all it took was one person not fearing rejection and speaking from the heart to give them the confidence boost that they need to make them feel better about themselves and to elevate them. Like I said, you can take the positive traits and recognize it in somebody and make a good person great. Make a good thing great. So don't be afraid to tell someone the things that you notice about them, recognize about them, and appreciate about them. And lastly, soulful giving generates abundance. Giving needs to feel good, not scarce. I'm always talking about abundance mindset and scarcity mindset. So this has to do with that. We must only give expecting nothing in return and genuinely feeling good about giving. I actually have a coaching client who we were just having a conversation about this, and she was saying how she's such a giver, and she said, genuinely, giving fulfills me. I feel better when I give to others. And that right there is how you're generating abundance, because you're giving from the soul. Generosity is such a good trait. No one ever wants to be called cheap or stingy. But even if you do give, even if you're not exactly cheap or stingy, often because people feel like they need to give, they do it and then they ultimately feel like it's going to take away from them. So they might be giving, but feeling bad about it and feeling regret around it. So giving needs to feel like we want to do it, not like we need to do it, not like we have to do it. So when we give for reasons that actually energize us and fulfill us and come from the heart, we personally feel even more abundant. Even though we weren't the ones receiving, even though we were the ones giving, it can still make you feel abundant because it's fueling your soul to give to somebody else. So giving can include anything and everything, whether it be gifts, a physical, tangible thing, or words, or acts of service, or referring a friend's business to someone and helping them get a sale, getting them a new customer, or connecting someone to a person who could help their situation, or just simply doing a good deed. It all counts as giving to others, and that's what generates abundance. And I also have a podcast episode on that. I believe the title is just Gifts Are a Love Language. Being known is being loved. So if you haven't heard that, again, check that one out. You have two to listen to after this one. And I talk about how important gift giving is because receiving a good gift is being known. Like I said, being known is being loved. So no matter how little or how simple the gift is, I don't care if it cost $0, if it's nothing. The whole, like, this made me think of you, or I knew you would like this, or just something that you can't even imagine why this person thought of you, but they did, and it doesn't even matter because it came from the heart. Literally anything like that can not only fill up the cup of the person who's receiving it, but also fill up the cup of the one who's giving it. Because it's an act of knowing, it's an act of loving, and it's an act of abundance. Giving from the heart and showing somebody that you know and love them. So if you want to attract more energy, better energy, positive energy, abundant energy, just good energy on a daily basis, boost your self-worth, boost your confidence and self-esteem, boost your mindset and mentality. These are the four laws of energetic attraction. We attract who we are. Intuition clarifies smart choices. Seeing the best in good people magnetizes them. And soulful giving generates abundance. So remember, where your focus goes, energy flows. And these four things result in energetic attraction. Because it's good, positive focus generating good, positive energy back. And that is all we have for today. So thank you girls so much for listening. And if you're interested in working with me more closely, I have two amazing group coaching programs available right now, The Confidence Club and Queens of Confidence, both offering direct access to coaching with me, and they're going to completely change your life. So check out victoriaalario.com for the details. Until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalario.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalario.com.